Relatives of 15 people murdered in a bomb attack at McGurk's Bar in Belfast in 1971 have been told the case merits new inquests. 15 people died in the Loyalist paramilitary attack, including two children. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, has more on this. Vincent, the families have always believed that the security families had knowledge of this attack and could potentially have prevented it.
Indeed, Brian, a hugely controversial killing. This is back in 1971 when killings during the troubles really escalated. 28 people died in 1970, but 1971 there were 180 deaths, 94 of them civilians. 15 of those civilians died in an attack on a Catholic-owned bar, McGurk's, right in Belfast city centre on the 4th of December 1971. Now, in the immediate afterwards, the security forces in Northern Ireland blamed the IRA. And the families and many others believe that was not a mistake. They believe it was part of a very deliberate strategy by British military intelligence to undermine support for the organisation, which was a fledgling organisation in Northern Ireland at that stage. And the families have also said they believed the British Army had advance notice of the attack. They knew it was coming. They perhaps even knew who was involved, and they could potentially have prevented it. Now, Kieran McGuard, whose grandmother, Kathleen Irvine, was killed in the attack and whose grandfather was seriously injured. He spent years searching through public records offices and freedom of information requests to try to get more information about what happened. And he has uncovered new evidence that he sent to Northern Ireland's Attorney General. That evidence proves that there were British military observation posts in the vicinity of the bombing. And on the back of that, Northern Ireland's Attorney General, Brenda King, has said there should be fresh inquests. Now, she has just clarified technically that she has ordered inquests into the deaths of two of those killed, Edward and Sarah Keenan, because of requests from their families. But solicitors acting for others, of course, say, well, it naturally follows that if you investigate the circumstances of two deaths, you also investigate the deaths of the other 13.
Right, but is this a decision from the Attorney General that perhaps has come too late for the families because of the Legacy Act, no further Troubles Era inquests after the 1st of May?
Unfortunately for the families, I would say it almost certainly is. Now, as I say, this decision comes off the back of a request from the families of Edward and Sarah Keenan, and their son Gerard Keenan, who was just 13 at the time the bombing killed his parents, he clearly has welcomed this, and the solicitor acting for him, Niall O'Murher, has also given a warm welcome to the decision.
It's a huge decision. It's the biggest decision these families have had in more than 53 years since this happened. The original verdict was an open verdict in the coroner's court, blame attributed to no one. We of course now know who was responsible, but that's not really the only issue. The family will get to set the record straight in terms of who was responsible, but also there was a huge cover up in this case, tens of millions of pounds thrown at it by the British state, which has been ongoing until this, but this is the opportunity where the record will be set straight.
Solicitor Niall O'Murher ending that report from Vincent Kearney.